Hello, Zimbabwe, and welcome to Live Talk Women's Roundtable, a platform for issues affecting women. We're coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And I'm your host, Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. And today we are discussing the work of some Zimbabwean entrepreneurs designed to empower their communities. But first, let's take a look at what is happening here in the United States, where an automated restaurant is opening this month in Pasadena, California. Cali Express will be serviced by robots that make food in the kitchen and AI that takes clients' orders. The only job humans will still need to do is assemble and pack the food. Angelina Begda-Sarwara has the story, narrated by Anna Rice, camera Vazjen Vazbetina.
While one robot is making fries, another one is making hamburgers after prepping them.
In the back, there's a refrigerator that has chunks of meat, so it fresh grinds every single patty and forms it to order.
The first fully automated restaurant in the world is opening in Pasadena. Robots that can remember faces will take customer orders and handle payments. The cherry on top, there's no need to leave tips. What's more, owners say it's a revolutionary breakthrough in safety, as slippage and burns can be nearly eliminated, and waste reduced in both food and oil.
We're really focused on the restaurant space. If you think about the restaurant space, it's, you know, they don't have the best technology. It's not really the same as the tech industry. It's the area, really, that technology left behind.
Restaurant management says the robots are perfect workers. No special requests, no raised demands. And although the amount in maintenance costs is not fully known yet, the owners don't anticipate these to be significant.
We're talking about 5 to 6 people per shift, down to one. So that's, what, an 80% savings?
Saving money is the big driver behind the push to introduce robots to the workforce. In 2023, California Governor Gavin Newsom raised the minimum wage for fast food restaurant workers to $20 an hour, a wage you don't have to pay robots.
One argument on the part of employers who were against the proposition to elevate the minimum wage for fast food workers was that that was going to make it more expensive for them to operate, and they were going to look for ways to cut costs.
Gaspar Rivera-Saldago is with the UCLA Institute for Research on Labor and Employment. Rivera-Saldago says raising the minimum wage was an attempt to get workers into the fast food business. Lomelino acknowledges that robots are a way to avoid paying that higher wage, but says the robots are doing jobs many people don't want.
But the truth of the matter is, even paying $20 an hour in Pasadena, I will have a hard time hiring enough staff to work here in this restaurant.
While customers might enjoy the novelty of being served by a robot, Saldago says there are tech issues, and that more importantly, people like talking to people.
The employees complain that, you know, they have to monitor these automatic machines because they tend to fail a lot. People end up wanting to talk to a human being because they know that human beings can process more complex requests.
Robots already play huge roles in the manufacturing industry, and inevitably, robotics will infiltrate more and more industries over time. But it remains to be seen if the world is ready for a robot to wait on them and a robotic chef. For Angelina Bogdasaryan in Los Angeles, NRI's VOA News.
And in Harare today, High Court Judge Justice Pisrai Kwenda dismissed with cost an application by expelled opposition Citizens Coalition for Change lawmakers, including CCC Chief Parliamentary and Chief Whip Amos Chibaya, by self-imposed Interim Secretary General Sengezo Shabangu, seeking an order to stop Shabangu from recalling them. In passing his judgment, Justice Nkwenda said that the Triple C supplication was reckless and frivolous. One of Sengezo Shabangu's lawyers, Kobani Sithole, had this to say following the ruling today in Harare.
What the court has indicated is what we've been talking about, that in this particular application, the applicants were not doing what they were supposed to do in good faith. Hence, the court used a very very interesting word, that they were reckless. The reason why it came to that position is simple, that there were summons that were filed by the applicants when they sought literally the same relief. And when they decided, while those summons are pending, to come to court and seek the same relief on an urgent basis, then they were not acting in good faith. The matter in the summons case is still pending, and they knew it for a fact. So what the court simply did was to uphold a point of law that we raised. And we are, of course, excited about the judgment, though we expected that costs at an attorney and client scale were going to be given. But nonetheless, it is what it is. The net effect of it is that let's wait for the summons which are going to deal with the argument that they were bringing now into conclusion.
That there was in Kobani Sithole, one of Sengezo Shabangu's lawyers, speaking to reporters in Harare. Jameson Timba of the opposition Triple C also shares his views about Justice Kwenda's ruling today.
Today, the judge basically said, and I want to summarize this and simplify it. He had two approaches to the court. One, you issued a summons matter where you were challenging the authority of Mr. Shabangu. And we did that on the 20th of October. And then subsequent to that, you had this application challenging the actual recalls that he did post that summons matter. His view and the opinion of the judge is that we should pursue the summons matter, because the summons matter in essence will resolve the issues that we have, whether or not Mr. Sengezo Shabangu has got the authority to recall members of the Triple C from his parliament. The judge noted that it is difficult for the court to be able to resolve some of the issues on the paper in a court application. Some of the issues would need to be dealt with through a trial where evidence is adduced so that a final determination is made. It is on that basis that the judge has said this application in its present form must be dismissed. But what must be pursued is the summons matter, because it is actually a trial where we will ask Mr. Shabangu to come to the dock and tell the whole of Zimbabwe how he became the Interim Secretary General of the Triple C and where he got the authority to recall elected members of the Triple C.
That day was Jameson Timba of the opposition Triple C speaking to reporters in Harare. Shabangu has in the past few months recalled several parliamentarians and councillors, claiming that he is the only person capable of doing so. But Triple C says he's an imposter working with ZANU-PF. The ruling party claims that it does not have any links with Shabangu. Please stay tuned as we take a brief break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on all our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We're also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And today on our program, we're discussing some business projects that are being done by Zimbabwean women for their communities. And to discuss this issue, we are joined by Francisca Mandea, a transformational coach, and Dr. Rebecca Makai, a pastor and motivational counselor. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'll start off with you, Ms. Mandea. I know you're now Mrs. Chuma, but I'll start off with you to just say that the year is starting. You're a transformational coach. What does this mean for women listening out there? What do you exactly do?
I work with women so that they honor themselves at their highest version. And this means that if a woman has a dream, then they have to be able to execute that dream. And it begins with asking the question, what do you do? A lot of people have New Year's resolutions, and by the end of January, by the end of February, they have fizzled out in terms of energy and the ability to execute. But the work that I do as a transformational coach is we take people through a process where they get clear in terms of what they desire. And we ask them for evidence. How will you know at the end of 2024 that it has happened? So we are asking, is it a product? Is it a service? Is it a feeling you get when you have executed your plan and you feel like you have been successful? After that, it's why. Why do you even want to do it? Because if your why is weak, then you are definitely not going to be able to do it. I want to stop now and give you room to ask me questions, because I can go on and on about the process.
Please hold on while I take Dr. Makai. Dr. Makai, welcome to the program. You just heard there what Mrs. Chuma Ni Mandea was saying. You're also into counseling, and we saw you coming out of your pastorhood, or you're still in there, but you went and did a doctorate. What can you say to women listening out there about advancing themselves in this 2024?
Thank you so much, Marvelous. I like to thank all the listeners as well, because this is a good year, 2024. And I think it's a good year for women, because every new year is a good year. If you start it on a good note, it will end on a good note. So I wanted to say it is a year to challenge yourself as the year begins as a pastor. The Bible always talk in Psalm 65, verse 11. It says the Lord crowns the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. So as a Christian, you need to ask yourself tough questions. What is it that I want to achieve in this year, 2024? Because if you cannot look at things that can stand in your way, things that stood in your way in 2023, you are not going to walk in abundance. You are not going to find paths that will overflow for you in the new year, which is what I've done for myself, was to challenge myself that I can do better. Because if I want to be someone who can lead those people who say we don't want God because it's for the poor or uneducated people, but as a Christian, it is very important for you to say, okay, I want to reach them and tell them that you can still be a child of God and still be educated, and God can allow you to be a vessel that you can use to challenge situations, change situations in the life that you live today. Because if you cannot see your problem, you can never seek help, and you can never change yourself for the better in this new year, 2024. So you need to tell yourself, I have a better year ahead of me, and this year is full and bountiful with harvest.
Thank you there. Ndomboya Kwamuri, Mai Chuma ni Mandea kuti murikunzwa zviri kutaurwa na Dr. Rebecca Makhaya uyezve nezvamatauro imi kuti munhu anofanira kuzvitarisa oona kuti saka ndoita sei iro gore rino. Vamwe vakateerera vanoti inini ndiri kuno kumusha kwamurambinda uko zvingaitiko here kwandiri zviri kutaurwa nemadzimai aya?
Zvinoitika. Chiri papa ndechekuti pfungwa dzedu zvatinofunga mashoko edu atinotaura nezviito zvedu zvese zvinobva ndingade kuti mindset ndokushaya inspirationa rinonga rinyatsotichiko asi zvinotangira papfungwa dzatinofunga. Unofungei nezvako? Uri mukundi here kana kuti uri mukundwi? If there's anything like that, saka kubvira ipapa pfungwa dzaunofunga ukangoti iyeni ndiri dofo, iyeni ndiri murombo, watobvira watotaura kudhara kuti ndafoira usati watanga. Saka ini sakocha anoita zvetransformation kushandura pfungwa, kushandura pfungwa pamusoro pangu, pamusoro pevamwe vanhu, ndinoti tanga nepfungwa dzako. Uri kufungei? Unotaura kuti chii pamusoro pako? Fora
you're breaking up a little bit, you were breaking up, we lost you a little bit there, but you can carry on. Mchanyatsonzwika, we can't really hear you, your line is breaking up. So we are going to now go to Dr. Makhaya, muri kunzwa zviri kutaurwa na Amai Chuma ni Mandeya. Vari kuti ivo munhu zvinotanga nepfungwa kuti ini kana ndati ndoda kutanga bhizimisi kana kuti ndoda kuita zvakati, ndoda kuita zvakati, pfungwa dzinofanira kuchinja. Imi munoona sei?
Ndinobvumirana navo nekuda kwekuti kana pfungwa dzako dzisina kushanduka kuti ndaakuda kuita zvakanaka, hakuna chinofamba. Chekutanga, unofanira kufunga mupfungwa dzako wobvuma pauri kukundikana. Asi kana wabvuma pauri kukundikana, usatendera kuti okay, ndabvuma kukundikana kwangu, but then worega izvozvo zvoita dictate mafambiro auchaita. Chechipiri, unofanira kuva munhu anoda kubatsirwa, tsvaga vanhu vanokukurudzira, vatinoti pachirungu people who inspire you, vanokupa inspiration kuti ukwanise kuramba uchipfuurira mberi. Chechitatu, iva munhu ane mwoyo murefu, usave munhu ari impatient, nekuti kana usina mwoyo murefu haugoni kusvika kwauri kuda kuenda. Chechina, iva munhu anoda kudzidza, nekuda kwokuti ukabvumidza pfungwa dzako kuti ndatosvika, ndatoguma, handifungi kuti pane choitika munyika ino, makaoma apa, ko vari kumbopfuma vachiita mari dzacho vari kuzviita sei? Saka iva munhu anoda kudzidza, tsvaga wobvunza, usanyare, usave negodo. Enda unobvunza kuti kwaiwe wazviita, wazviita sei? Chinotitsanganisa igodo amai Nyahuye, nekuda kwokuti kana munhu achinge achida kuita chinhu mumwoyo macho munomuudza kuti chinzvekuitwa nasimavelasi chichakanaka, but kuti auye pazvimbo yekuti auye kwamuri akubvunza kuti mapasvika sei, tinobatwa negodo. Godo rinotitadzisa kuti tiende tasasununguka mumwoyo kuti ndidzidzisewo zvauri kuita. Izvo chinokanganisa kuti iwewe uone zvakanaka zviri kuitika zvakakukomberedza. Ndozvakaita godo rinokuchengeta pauri rigokusungamira dzakombe. Saka ivapo, be present, appreciate rwendo rwauri kuda kufamba, verengawo, dzidzawo zviri kuitwa nevamwe, tsvaga mabhuku, kune zvakawanda zvakanyorwa navakabudirira. Inzira yekuti tidzidze kuti vakafamba sei, kunyange nebhaibheri soko ramwari chairo chairo zvatinonamata tiri kungodzidziswa kuti kune vanhu vakakunda vakafamba nzira iyi, saka newe unogona kukunda. Saka ukabvuma izvozvo, unozviona pfungwa dzangu dzatambanuka, ndaakukwanisa kuita zvinoda kuitwa, ndaakukwanisa kudzidza nekuva nemuono unopfuura wandandi nawo. Kureva kuti kubvunza, kuona, kutaura nevamwe nekudzidza zviri kuitwa nevamwe kunobatsira. Uye usanyarare, taura, taura, ini ndikudawo kuita zvedwei, ndiri kutambudzika, onei ndine vana, ndachaondovapei, muri kuzviita sei, ndibatsireiwo. Taura, usanyara, usafire mukati. Vakuru vanoti mwana asingacheni anofira mumbereko. Ukaona kuchipedzerwa kuti kuri kudzidziswa chakati, usasare kumba, sumuka,
enda unoona unozwawo zvinhu zvese zvinoedzwa vamwe vanoti muchivanhu chemberekwa chivi yakabika mahwe ikabuda kuti idye muto saka newewo itawo izvozvo iedza zvinhu zvese hakuna chinhu chinoramba ukatadzama.
Thank you so much there, Dr. Rebecca Makai, vari kuno ku America. Regai tiende tanzwa kuti amai Mandeya vadzoka zvakare. Alo pa sorry ndofunga phone yedu yambokata. Vandanda bvunzaini kuti pane mumwe mudzimai pari zvino ari kuteerera angave ari ku South Africa uko ari kugarawo zvake kune dzimwe nzvimbo dzaanenge achiti kuno kuti akasungikana. Zviri kutaurwa na amai Mandeya izvi ndingazvikwanisa here imi munoti ipapo? I'm not sure if we just lost Francisca again, but let's go to you, Dr. Makai. Manzwa Christian Yangu Yananda Funza kuti, there are some women who are out there, some, you know, in the diaspora, especially, you know, I talk to a lot of women who are on our platforms from places like South Africa, from Botswana. They are trying to hustle to make sure that 2024 can work for them. What word would you have for them as they try to see how they can, you know, start their businesses and stuff like that?
Thank you, Adil. I would like to say challenge yourself. Mm-hmm. Challenge is an important part of living in a fulfilled life, because without it, your knowledge and your skills are just useless, because they're just there. Everyone has a gift. When we go to school, we are going to be given, empowered on the gifts that we already have if you identify what your gift is. So we go to school, we are empowered so that we can do more. But anybody, whether you went to school or you didn't go to school, all of us, we have unique gifts that we have. So I want to say to someone, you can stop growing personally if you don't challenge yourself regularly. You can only be motivated and lead a fulfilling life when you know that, you know, anything that comes my way, I can do it, and I can challenge this situation. As a pastor, I say the word of God encourages us to tell ourselves that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. It means with the gift that I have, I can still go to God and ask for power to continue to do what I've started doing. But the question is, are you going to start, or you are going to sit there and wait for God to bless you?
Mm-hmm. Pane vamwe zvakare vanenge vane zvipo zvavo zvavanenge vainazvo madzimai zvemaoko zvimwewo nezvimwe zvakadaro vachiti asi mari yekutanga hatina. Vanenge vakadaro munovakurudzira kuti vaite sei?
Ndambotaura nyaya yekuti vanhu ngavasununguke kutaura kutsvaga rubatsiro. Kazhinji kacho mwana asingachema anofira mubereko. Taura nevanhu kuti ndikudawo kuita chakati, ndikukumbira rubatsiro. Kana kazhinji kacho dambudziko ratina rinzire kuti kana vanhu vachiti handina chekuita, ndakatarisa ndikaona dzimweni dzenguva dzimwe hama dzekuti unoti vanoti tikuda kutanga mabhizinesi wovapa chekubasa. But chindandakaona ndechekuti panzvimbo yekuti vaendi vanoinvesta bhizinesi vanonotenga chikafu kuti kumba hakuna chikafu, unofanira kuva munhu anoti kwete, ndikuda kutanga chakati, regai ndiende ndinotanga. Uye usanyare kutanga nepadiki. Vazhinji vedu tinoda kubva tatanga nepahombe. Hazvina kudaro, tanga nepadiki ipapo, zvishoma zvishoma. Kana dai ukanohodha 5 uchaziva kuti ndichadzitengesa, wapractisa, uchabudisa kaprofit kako mangwana unouya ne7. Saka ndikukurudzira madzimai kuti musatye kutanga padiki. Hakuna munhu anoshaya padiki pekutangira. Dzimweni dzenguva tinongofunga kuti imari chete yatinopiwa nevanhu inoshandisa inokwanisa kutibatsira. But dzimweni dzenguva unotokwanisa kuona kuti regai nditengese huku dzangu mbiri hombe dzandinazvedzi. Pahuku dzako mbiri ipapo unonowana tuhukwana tunopfuura gumi. Tuhukwana itwotwo nechikafu watotanga.
Thank you so much. There, I understand that we have Francisca Mandeya back. Welcome back to the program. I know you are telling us that your network there is a bit shaky, but welcome to the program. We still have a few minutes on this program, so you can just
jump in.
And just I'd ask the question that there's someone listening right there in the rural area saying, okay, what these women are talking about, does it affect me in the rural area? Can you answer to that?
Yes. Yes, it does. And I was going to give that woman here and now with a bit of coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine you are at the end of 2024. It's December 2024. And all your plans, what you dream of, what you desire, has just come to fruition. Jatoyitika. Katokuna 31 December 2024. Uka Zivanu Vaungade Kukuti Uva Uze Kutindakabulira Muna 2024. Vaniva Wondivanani. Wakamira Pandiri Pavo Ukuva Uza Kuti Wakaite Gurese. Zakadaro vanivavo vari kunzwa sei, iwe uri kunzwa sei, wakapiki uri mumba ipi kana kuti panzvimbo ipi. Aya ndiwo mamwe matools atinoshandisa pacoach kuti ufana waenda ikoko kusuccess uchiri muna January handei kuna 31 December 2024. Tinotadza kuti kune zvatiri kuda. Kana anonzi Stephen Covey anoti begin with the end in mind. Saka kana tichiplana ngatitangei tanzwa tavisita kwokupedzisira kuti tida kuti kumire sei. Patinozodzoka muna January takuita reverse engineer. Asi inini ndoda kwamenza chongo muchato wangu wandakaplana. Ndakatanga January ndikati by end of October ndoda kuona ndipa beach ndine mufundisi wechitema ndine hama dzangu dzakapfeka zvakati. Saka ndakatanga ndasvikako ndobva ndazodzoka kuti kuti zviitike zvandiri kuda muna January muno ndeite ndokutora bhuku rangu ndokufoni yangu ndokudesigna card kwakutumira nai kumuchato itai by musi wakati ndipewo mhinduro kuti ndizive. Saka ndiri kuti iwako ungasave muchato ringave business chingava chii chauko chauri kushumira tanga waenda ikoko unyatsononzwa wasvika one in a picture, this is visualization. Woka muna January. Saka muna January munomu. Tanora ndinga itere kutanga. Kuti ndiende ikoko kuna December. Kwando kakuzonofara zvaitika ndakuti vanhu veona hazvingonyuka vasikana. Zvinoshandirwa. Ende chinotanga kushanda it's our imagination. That brain, ini ndinodhila nebrain. Visualization, kuendako uchinoona uchinosimela. Yes. That's visualizing. You are commanding your brain to co-create with you. You're in that. Even in practical, then we are going to numbers. But in that, in the action. And in that, in the in total surrender, you could see it's God's plan in the end. I see you as a moon, which is a papo. And the Kutorai, the Queen, the Sai, Kukupe, Sira, 2024. Ndichikubvunzai kuti saka inini mukamaona kuti ndozvamukudai iko zvino chiita mukatanga kuita muna January muno.
Aiwa nguva yenyu apa manje muzare mande nguva yedu manje ndo yadyanana, so I'm just gonna have to unfortunately because we are dead 40 just ask Dr. Makai to give us her last word before I come back to you. Dr. Makai, where can people find you?
They can find me on www.pcinchurch.org or they can call me on 651-440-8737 or they can find me on PCIC Church on Facebook. Praise Covenant International Church.
Thank you. And Miss Mandea, if where can people follow you? You just have to do 10 seconds.
People can follow me, page Yangu Personal Account with Francesca Mandea Chuma or Coach Francesca per Facebook, digital Instagram, per WhatsApp.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
867-222-0700.
Thank you so much, ladies. And that brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, our marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.